always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
And that's right, man. We about to get in a great interview with one of the holy hip-hop legends, man. I'm excited about this. Who we gonna have with us today, Miss Cole?
We got Rascal in the building.
That's right, Lil Rascal, also known as Ras. We gonna chop it up with him in just a hot second. We gonna be talking about his whole music, his whole ministry, just, you know, how he's been able to be in the game so long. And also, we're going to have the topic of the day, which is going to be talking about giving back and how important it is for us to give back to others. You know, not saying that we've made it to any extent, but just, you know, some of the things that we've learned, we want to be able to share that. And, man, we excited about this, man. And, Miss Cole, man, how was the week, man? How you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling pretty good. How you doing?
I'm confident. You know what I'm saying?
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I told Lil Rascal I was going to rock a Houston jersey for him, so I got the T-Mac jersey on right now. Shout out to H-Town. You know what I'm saying? I told him I was going to do it. You know, most of the time when I tell you I'm going to do something, I do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's, and, that's a good habit to have.
Yeah, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Amen.
Amen.
But check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about sports because Miss Cole is a diehard Boston Celtics fan.
Oh, I see.
She's a Celtics fan, right?
I am a Celtics fan. Okay. I wouldn't say, you know, die hard, but
I was battling
my spirit, you know, because I do like the Heat too.
Okay.
You know, so I was having a hard time, but I prayed about it, and
the Lord still ain't gave you a clear word then, right?
I felt led to go for Boston. Well, it's okay. I heard they lost today. I was at church, so I didn't get to see the game, but it's only game one.
Man, yeah, it was game one. It was a smackdown. Kingdom 7, I see you in there. He says it's going to go 7.
It is. 7 games, Boston.
7 games.
We all know.
I think it might go 5, man. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, you think the Heat's going to get knocked out that quick?
No. But also, we got the series with Memphis and Thunder, man. And Memphis came out playing. I didn't think they were that good. But we're going to find out. They did beat, you know what I'm saying, San Antonio. But speaking of the playoffs, don't forget the NBA playoffs advertising we got going on. Make sure you jump on that this week. This whole month is going to be a lot of new stuff coming on the site. So let's go to this new music from my homie Pac-Man from the Tac Town called Keep Going. Let's go.
Cause I crave it like my favorite food. You would think my name was Lou. He came with one of Raiden's moves. Now we move like Raiders do. Even made Wes Craven's playlist too. Yeah, he changed my life. On that cross he paid my price. I was lost, that's not my fight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I am saved, he came and got me. My behavior wasn't godly. Now I'm bathing daily in the labor of the Savior. On me, gotta take this hit. Not in vain, he shows us how to start walking straight, then molds us, sort of like powder's clay. In control of even the hottest flames. Who you know go to hell for you, may help from who? Put your hands up, this is an anthem telling you that sin is like dandruff. This is your answer, cells in blue. Yeah, we focused here, we can go in prayer, cause he ripped the veil like them yellow shirts Hulk Hogan wears. Yeah.
Going, gotta keep going, and going, gotta keep going. a choice, but I nearly made. Wasted and worthless, told pain as a purpose. Plants of peace is powerful, patient and perfect. The faith we worship in the hottest flames. Though placed in a furnace, we'll say God is great. He formed the earth, knew you before your birth, before the water burst. Seen all your hurts, doubt says he isn't fair. Pain says he's disappeared, rape says he didn't care. Faith says he's living here.
Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club. See Rob's new album, Crystal's Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, see Rob's Crystal's Method.
Yada King NBA playoff advertising.
Check it out, man. We're gonna offer three of the following for only $40. Splash page and 30-second commercial, as well as banners for 1 month. Background page, 30-second commercial and banners for 1 month, or 30-second commercial and banners for 3 months. Check it out. You want to get at us during the NBA playoffs.
As soon as a champion emerges, this deal is over. So go to yadadaking.com and advertise today.
Yo, that was Jim's. The song was called Boasting. Man, all the way from the UK, we had to put him in because he sent his music and it was cracking. And let's talk about somebody that got some cracking music. We're going to get it in with Lil Rascal. Go ahead, Ms. Cole.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and let us know about your testimony.
Yeah.
My testimony is, back in 1992, I dropped out of college to pursue a career as a gangster rap artist.
Yeah.
Back then, my influences was Ice Cube, N.W.A., some of the cats coming out the East Coast, Naughty by Nature, Tribe Called Quest, Black Sheep, you know. And I heard these dudes, man, I came from the same lifestyle they did, but just out here in the South, man. And I heard these dudes saying how, you know, they grew up in broken homes and how, you know, they didn't have role models and how they wasn't no role model. And you know, Ice Cube had the classic line to a kid looking up to me, life ain't nothing but blah, 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 blah. And I thought to myself, I say, man, I say, these dudes coming up with the same lifestyle I got, but here they are, everybody know them, man, and they famous, and we buying their records. I'm like, man, why am I in school, and why am I taking this hard route, man? Why don't I just do what they do? And I did. You know, I was born an artist, so it wasn't like, you know, I was a born an artist. I love poetry. Through grade school, I always loved poetry. So, you know, that made what they do that much more appealing to me. And so I dropped out of college in 92 and I began to pursue a career in the music industry, gangster rap music, and it actually began to do really well. It hooked up with a local label out here and they started making some major moves, started spending some major money in it, and before you know it, man, I was, you know, I had a record out in the streets out here. It was out selling Thug Life, Tupac's Thug Life. It was out selling Master P's record. You know, I was on the rise, man, locally. Had mainstream labels looking at me. You know, really on the rise, man. It was nothing bad. And then all of a sudden, I just got arrested, man. And I, at the time, I couldn't tell you what it was, but now I know it was the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
He just arrested me, man. And you know, I had no idea, but I couldn't enjoy this fruit that I was getting from my labor, man. I would be sitting around almost depressed, not knowing what's going on. And my friends, my boys would be around me like, man, what's going on, dude? You getting ready to blow. You getting ready to be the next. You getting ready to be the next. And I was like, man, I just don't feel right. I can't do this no more. I can't do this no more.
Wow.
You know? And I found myself staying at home, you know, knowing that when I'd be out with the boys, man, we'd be blowing, chasing women and something. I found myself staying at home, you know? And I met a guy. Today we know him as New Wine. Some of y'all may know him as Wino. I met this guy in the process of while I was out doing my music. And we had exchanged numbers. He was rapping for the Lord. I was like, you know, it's cool, dog. I don't want to hear that, though. That ain't what I do, you know. And then all of a sudden, at this time in my life, well, I felt arrested. I felt irritated. I felt something was wrong with me, man. He gave me a call out the clear blue. And he was talking about church and God. And I was like, well, yeah, I'll try this out, man, because I'm miserable right now. I'm borderline depressed. Maybe I need God.
Yeah.
So, you know, he walked me into a church, man. And when he walked me into a church, the church is called Total Man. It's a church we both belong to. I joined after this day. But when I walked into that congregation, man, peace just flooded my soul like, no, nothing else I can describe, man.
Yeah.
If you ever had an experience with God, you would know what I'm saying. But here was somebody who had no experience with God, no experience with the Holy Spirit, no experience with Jesus, man. And I felt this peace just flood my soul. And instantly I knew it was God calling me.
Mm.
And so I gave my life to the Lord at a point in time where, you know, most people have something bad happened to him. You know, your car flipped over 5 times. Aunt Lulu died something. And, you know, you wind up giving your life to the Lord. But I gave my life to the Lord at a time where it looked like, you know, from a natural perspective, I was on the incline, man. And it was strange, you know, because it looked like everything was getting ready to happen in the natural to me. But the Lord just called me out of gangster rap, man. And I thought it was music. I thought he was taking music from me, period, man. So I stopped rapping. I shut it down. And I began to, you know, I dedicated myself to the church, man, began to get discipled. You know, New Wine did a whole lot of discipling to me, man, personally. Because we was young men, you know, out of this generation we was in, this hip-hop generation. A lot of the church didn't recognize that. They didn't know how to deal with that at first. And so Nuance spent quality time just discipling me, man, because he had been walking with the Lord for a while himself. And, you know, I got a word from a prophet saying, God, you know, he didn't want you to stop the music. He just wanted you to change the message. And I began to play with music, as far as with scripture, and began to rehearse the scripture in my heart. And shortly after that, I ran into Nolly Williams, who said he wanted to sign me on Grape Tree. And the rest is history, man. I signed with Grape Tree, released my first project, Controversy All Star. It was nominated for a Dove Award, a couple Dove Awards, actually.
Wow.
Didn't win back then, but then it took off from that point. Grape Tree became larger, got a few more nominations a few years later, started selling records, man. The numbers that they pushing nowadays, man, wasn't what we were seeing back then, you know. But if you push 10,000, 20,000 units back in them days, man, you was doing it.
Yeah.
And I've done that several times, man, with a lot of my releases. You know, that's how I got to be being on it here on y'all program, man. Pretty much brings us up to speed. I just never quit. Just kept going. You know, a lot of times I did want to quit. A lot of times I quit in the closet. And God made me get back up and go back at it, man. So here I am. I'm still at it today, man. You know.
Dope, man. So y'all heard the testimony. We're going to go to your song called Game Changer, man. What can somebody expect from this project that you got in this song right here, man?
Man, this is actually describing a lot of what I just said. I was at a point in time where I felt like I had paid my contribution to Christian hip-hop. And God was like, man, you ain't done nothing yet, man. You ain't done nothing yet. So, you know, I got this track. You know, I actually got the hook from my son's Little League game, man. Cadence done the track from Exodus, man. I don't know if y'all familiar with him.
Yeah,
he sent me the track, and I sat on the track for a couple of weeks, man, and couldn't come up with nothing. I knew it was a hot track, couldn't come up with nothing. But one day after I came home from one of my son's Little League games, man, I heard this hook. I think we about to pull a game changer. And, man, the hook came to me, and the rest, man, the lyrics just came to me as I set up the studio appointment, man. The lyrics just came to me on the spot.
All right, so let's check that out on Yacht and the King Radio. Let's get it in. This is Game Changer from Lil Rascal. Check it out, y'all.
I think we're about to pull a game changer. And card push reset. A boy spoke, well done, but you ain't done nothing yet. See them years that you spent? Nah, that was my boot camp. And the times that you bent, I was with you, but now it's time to get up and go to war. Soldier, what you waiting for? Don't tell me you can't take no more. What you think I made you for? So you can have the nice car, house in the valley, or go and find a burnt out man in the alley, or maybe you just like what the website writers say. BET got you thinking you gon' guess the bill one day. They gon' be like, yeah, Raz, you right, we like God now. Maybe you was real back then, but now you just a fraud, huh? Nah, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dream. I don't care what they say, even on the gospel scene. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, double dose, I hold it,
I think we're about to pull a game changer. We're about to pull a game changer. Whoa, I think we're about to pull a game changer.
woke up and God was upset. A boy spoke, I love you son, but that don't mean jack. You've been too apologetic to these men, what's up with that? And this gift I gave you acting like you ashamed of that. You ain't the only voice, you was just my choice. You blowing that cause you afraid to walk in boldness when you know I got your back. I'm hearing prayers like, God, they criticize me cause of tongues. Why don't you buy a dinner dress, then pick out a set of thongs? Who's your daddy? A man can only have one master. When you begin to please people, it only ends in a disaster. But you know that, I taught you that a decade back. When your buddy wine stopped, but I made you hold the track. Yeah, you right, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, even on computer screens. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, a double dose of Holy Ghost is on now.
I can't get back to pull the game changer. Whoa.
God said that's that. I'ma bless you now. Go and get your family back on track. Your grandfather passed away and never knew your son. In fact, he's the last Harris. You gon' have to breach that. Teach him about my ways and let him know that he is not a slave. He's a seed, the first of a rising breed. Precious in my sight. No worries about his future. He aight. As I was with you, I'ma be with him. He's a fighter. Now, pin to the pad, cause I made you a writer. You gon' tell a story how to go from gutter to the glory. Don't you worry about no things like provision. Just listen, the cattle on the hill is mine. Quit wishing, it's yours. But don't you ever try to sell me out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, only listen if it's me. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone. Now you got it, now here's your shot of Holy Ghost.
I can't
get
back to pull the game changer.
Give me more than I can
give.
Yeah.
You're my joy, you're my
in the coffee shop and I smell that bag bean. When I need a boost, it's more than caffeine. Grab a seat and I read about the last scene in the passion story in John 19. My hero endured all the fire darts, eternal flame, and it's lighting up my dark heart. No matter what they say, I have to keep it real. He rolls on the third, and that's what's real. Swag on affinity, cheetahs on blast. Before the world, he's the first and the last. Copy his style and the chains that my heart sees. Watch his ways on the Bible, movie screen. When the flood comes through, yo, we got the standard. Lord of the Rings, I'm the Greenlander. And the book tells us about the free safe. He's the captain, flying into destiny.
You're my love, you're my joy, you're my friend, you're my father, you're my peace, you're my strength, you're my Lord, you're my
soul, flying into destiny.
Yo, man, that was the song, you know what I'm saying, from this group, G&O, featuring Applejack's You're My, and they're from the Fattasy Music Group, man, and everybody bringing music from there is smashing right now. I'm feeling it. But we with the homie Lil Rascal that been putting out tracks for years. Lil Rascal, man, first of all, tell them, you know what I'm saying, or tell the people how you even got started doing hip-hop, brother.
Man, I'm one of them original hip-hop fans, man. It wasn't the glamour. Matter of fact, MTV was only showing rap videos very scarcely back then.
Yeah.
I fell in love with hip-hop with Run DMC, you know. I saw a way that street kids, man, could get on music and become musicians or music stars and not being able to sing or play a piano, you know. They was taking loop samples back then and just repeating them, and dudes was just rhyming on them, and I fell in love with it back then. Some of your earlier artists, Run DMC, man, Third Bass, a lot of the Def Jam dudes, man, the Beastie Boys, Curtis Blow them, you know. Back then, I started loving on it, but I didn't actually see myself in it until around, I was maybe about 15, man. I started playing with the idea of rhyming or whatever, or being a rap artist. Too Shy, though, to publicly announce that. Back then, I was just listening to the music and kept absorbing it. It wasn't until I was about 18 or 19 years old that I actually gave myself the name Lil Rascal. To become a rap artist, man.
Man, that's what's up. So, man, I know you've been doing music for a minute. How many albums have you put out? And which album is your favorite album that you would actually say?
Man, I have about 9 official releases. I have another 3 underground releases after that. Just underground or mixtape releases. I can't consider them mixtape because they are original music, but that can be mixtape nowadays as well. So 9 official, probably another 3 unofficial records. My favorite out of all of them, I really couldn't say, man. I'm on my newest one lately because it describes me where I'm at today. I like to tell people this, man. Music is like, it's an audio picture. Take portraits, man, of yourself, you know, through music, and it describes where you are, what you're doing at that time, man. So I'm kind of on the We Are Legend record right now. It's one of my favorites. It's probably my favorite one because I feel like it's taking a perfect picture of where I'm at today, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So with that being said, it you just kind of 9 albums in the game. That, I mean, I think that takes a lot to continue to push and do that. And we actually asked you in the live stream, but what would you credit you staying in the music game that long?
Man, it's just number one, man, wanting to do God's will on earth, that is, you know. I think God wants his message spread, man, and you know, I feel like my way of contributing to that desire God wants, man, is through my art. And, man, just people loving the music, man. People hitting me saying, Raz, man, love the song, what's next, and all that. And keep me going. Just keep me fed, man. Keep me wanting to go into the studio to keep doing it, you know.
Now, that's what's up. So, with, as we talk about, you know, your whole project, man, I mean, like I said, I was listening to you when they had Walkmans that weren't CD players, they were tape players. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're funny.
Back in the day. Yeah. I'm dead serious. I had tapes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said, you was talking about how the game evolved from tape players to, or we're about to evolve from CDs to just like MP3s, but there was a whole another time where we was tapes to CDs. You know what I'm saying?
And cassette tapes.
Real.
Cassette That's tapes.
Real.
That's real. That's why I speak so boldly about the death of the CD. I saw it happen with cassette tape, man.
Yeah. And so
it happened.
So you got some years under your belt. You got some changes around music. You know what I'm saying? And let me ask you this. When you're not doing music, I got a question from the live screen. Are you mentoring kids or artists when you're not doing the music?
I'm always sitting with artists, man, talking with them. I have a string of artists I'm working with myself. Always, man. Kids, those who will listen, man. I'm not one of them dudes that you can just throw in a room full of bad kids and I can get them in line, man. I don't cast my pearls before swine. I think sometimes some of them need to get in the back of the police car and sit in jail, man. That gets your ears ready to listen, you know. And so I done been put in a lot of situations where I've been called to speak to bad kids, man. And I'm not going to have no shouting, man. So I don't tolerate a whole lot of disrespect, man. So I think sometimes consequences is very necessary, man.
Right. It's a part part of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Been approached by plenty mothers, man, and grandmothers saying, oh, my Johnny's in jail, can you pray for him? I say, look, God is doing his job. He gonna be all right.
You know, can I keep it real?
That jail cell will get him ready to listen, man.
That's right.
That's true.
What you got?
Now, with this newest album coming out, that's out now, I'm sorry. What is different from all the other projects that you've put out, and what can we expect to hear from this? What can we expect to take from this album?
I think my audience has changed, man. I'm not one of them artists who, because I do hip-hop, and because at this point in time, hip-hop is basically being served to the younger and the youth groups that I dumb down. I don't dumb down in my music. I kind of speak to the audience that's kind of moved up through the years with me, but it's not in the way that younger or the teens can't grab it and enjoy it themselves, man. So what has changed is probably my audience. A lot of the records that I have on We Are Legends, they kind of address different subjects. You know, I got one song where I'm, you know, it's called Hold On. And I've created a scenario. It ain't a true story when you hear it, but it's bits and pieces of my life. And I'm talking, you know, about my wife. I can't believe she accusing me of cheating when I've been working day and night just to keep the spot we in. That ain't something, you know, a teenager could relate to.
Right.
But cats my age would be like, man, I feel that, man, I feel that. So my audience has changed. You know, that's what makes this album a little different. I kind of stayed with my audience. I didn't dumb down and try to become a teenager again. I just moved with my audience, man.
No, that's smart.
Good. Got a question from AG. Has secular artists ever sought your advice?
Yes, a lot. More so than I would speak on, because I'm one of them type of people, you know, people feel comfortable confiding in. And so, and because they feel they can trust what they tell me, and it's true. You know, I have stuff, people have been approached by people, reputable people, with names that I would never share what they spoke with me to anybody other than my wife. You know, my wife would know it all. You know, she's my pillow partner. So, I have had sex artists seek me out for advice, prayer, cried, sat down with me, all that stuff, man. You know, I call it an honor. You know, I'm just a little street kid out the hood, man, and have, you know, people who didn't been on higher statue for us in the world perspective to come and sit down and seek my advice or my prayers for something, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You know?
Dope, man. So you got this joint on that new project. called Head Up High, the remix. Tell them about this joint as we get ready to spin this.
Oh, this here is really a remix, man, from a crew I'm working with called The Freshman. Kurt Beats is the leader of The Freshman. He's a producer. He produced about 3 tracks on it. It was a song him and his partner, The Freshman, made. And it was, you know, they at first they were not a Christian group. They were a mainstream group, and they made this song, but they didn't put it out. And yeah. I felt the song was so hot, I said, Kurt, just give me the song. Let me remix it, man, with a couple of my boys, man. When y'all come back through with it, we'll big up y'all version, but let me run with the remix version. And so I got on it. I solicited the Raw Servant. The Raw Servant wanted to actually put it on a compilation that Rapzilla was doing, but we didn't make that compilation. So I took the record and put it on mine, you know, We Are Living. So.
Yeah. So let's check that out here on Yada Da King Radio. Lil Rascal featuring The Freshman and Raw Servant. Hands Up High. The remix. Let's go.
You already know what it is, man. Beats. I see it, boy.
My dude, hey. Raw Servant.
Florida boy.
Your boy, Raz.
Texas finest.
The Freshman on the remix.
But it's time to get this thing moving, you hear me? Hey, yo, Phil, holler at me, man.
Boy, you gotta make me a believer, man.
I got you.
Hey, came from the bottom to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God. Hold my head up high. Hold my head up high. Come on. Hey, came from the bottom to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God. Hold my head up high. Come on.
Y'all already know your boy Eddie P be doing his thing. Keep the thing fresh, so clean. And I keep my team thick, so swole. Got folks talking about your boy is unbelievable. And y'all already know I ain't fooling around. I'm here to lay it down for that kingdom crown. And I got a Trump stamp to prove it. I'm pushing Christ in the mainstream, man. How you doing? I got my boy Raz posted on the block. From the bottom to the top, we rise and don't stop. With flip-flops and white tees, I'm smiling at your haters, cause I trust in only JC.
Hey, came from the bottom to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God, hold my head up high. Hold my head up high. Come on.
And bad up in this thing. Can we lift this thing? 100 miles and running. Look how far we came. We about to do this for the South. Don't get it twisted, man. No chance of ever falling off. We gifted, man. Let us get lifted like we legends in this game. Cause the praises that we sing is for the Lord and not the rings, my dude. And yeah, it seems the songs we sing are seldom heard, but yet we still get passed around through all the hoods like Thunderbird. The serpent's truth is true. My Lord's got love for you. Everybody put your hands up high. Let me show you how the kingdom do. From the bottom all the way to the top. Independence come to visit you. We supply the bread of truth. You supply the body too.
Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. It's gonna get better. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Just keep on pushing. Hold your head up high.
Jesus. Raw Servant. Raz. Florida boy in Texas finest, baby.
Decisions of God. See, now I stand in rare form. Because since birth, man, I was standing on the clouds. And now they telling me I'm airborne. But now my glare's gone and the music's missing. So my hooks in every line I use for fishing in your earphones. I seen a lot of men puff lips of collagen. They got it backwards, but they say I need to be tolerant. A new low, they show the summertime a new coat. The wintertime's a finish line, it's sweeter than the glucose. I speak of excellence, the most high, now let's begin. But all I wanna do is get my line across like Mexicans. Some people need a necklace to feel respected. From their perspective, the entrance can be the exit. Lexus, money to blow your name on the guest list. You think these are the answers to all of your life's questions. Cause when you get this, realize that you still empty. Life is a school, you're the biggest kid in the elementary. The truth hurts while every lie's a massage. I'm just trying to get you drive out the garage to the messiah. I'm posted to show you all about the ghost kid. And if you all about your bread, I guess your toast kid.
La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight. La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight.
Please understand, Mrs. Mister, get the picture. Take a glance into the future with the scripture. I try my best to drop the truth here and there, but they dried up at the root. There's no fruit living there. Whether gentle as a dove or as hard as a lion or fishing, they ain't biting. I guess because they are dying or relying on obscene lies. Brothers with bean pies, making their bed in that guap, searching with cream lies. Cause see, the money got them in a soup. I swear at this rate ain't no telling what they do next. But when it's gone and you can't no longer ball, and the coke price drop and your stash gets small, don't wanna hear me tell you what's happening. Well please, listen to that boy Tragic then. We on a flight towards heaven, we strapping in. But you won't make it past customs if you pack in sin, my friend.
La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight. La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight.
Heaven's membership influences my penmanship. So if there's any benefits, I look for them in innocence. In a sense, I'm there already, but the now it says I'm here. It says I'm weird, here on this planet with a bed of tears. Never fear, they told me right, but I feel it's only right. I only write on lonely nights, spreading on my solar light. You looking like he's so polite. It's not like I don't know I'm nice, but critics rather have me talk promoting an unholy life. I'm like only so many cars in the world. Thousands of girls and moments spin around in a swirl. And every day is everything, cause you don't get another. Sometimes the better life is cold and you don't get a cover. I wonder, why is it the dollar that be ruling when the root of it is evil deep inside of you in ruins? And I ain't gonna call you stupid just cause you don't notice it. I only call you stupid only if you go with it.
La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight. La 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 la. This is your lullaby before you say goodnight.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South. At
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com.
But check it out. We getting it in. That was Big Phil featuring Tragic Hero and Ak Davis. The song was called A Lullaby. And we with somebody that been doing tracks that haven't put cats to sleep for years. And that's the homie Lil Rascal. And we gonna get on the topic of today, man, which is giving back. And I'm gonna ask you, man, how important do you feel it is for artists that have went to certain places, seen a whole bunch of things, and just been through the whole music game for a while? How important do you think it is for somebody to give back to them, to others?
Oh man, I feel like it's really part of our duty to give back, man. I think that's what we're here for. You know, God say, go forth and multiply, man, and create others like yourself. And the only way you can do that is giving, man, planting seeds back in. You know, of course, this is an industry for us, man, so we do make money off of it. But, you know, I get hits myself from a lot of new up-and-coming dudes, man, who be like, Rest, I don't have no budget, man, but I want to do I want to do something with you. And I pick a couple people out of the you know, within a year's time, man. So I just give them verses, man. You know, nothing in return, want no rights, nothing. If you take it and become the next, you know, Lecrae, that's you. You know, I give back all the time, man. I think we should all give back, not only in just the gift, man, but just acknowledgement. You know,
yeah.
Some of the people that was influential to me when I jumped in the game, you have to. T-Bones, man, you know, even though we were all in the same era, the OWG,
yeah,
these dudes I was listening to, man, they helped me find my sound, you know. And anytime somebody asks, you know, who were your influence in the beginning, man, I got to give honor back to them first, man. And I think we should do that as a whole in our genre, you know. Nobody, you know, a lot of the cats that's on top now, man, they, you know, they all face some influence, man. You know, my music has been some influence to a lot of people, you know. But I don't know, for some reason in our genre, we don't want to give anybody any acknowledgement other than Jesus, man.
Right.
It's like, man, Jesus helped me do what I did. That's it, you know. When it ain't true, man, Jesus did use others, man, to help you. You know, to get where you are. And so, and he don't feel like it's robbery if you mention these guys, man. You know?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. Go ahead.
I don't think we can compete for God's glory, man. It's no competition to God, man. I don't think, you know, people, the phrase stealing God's glory, I don't think it's possible, man. He has no competition, man.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's what's up, man. So let me ask you this. Why do you feel people do not give back? Let's say some artists that are established, and even in Christian hip hop, why do you feel they don't give back?
I think we kind of got this disease, man, that we don't trust, or we don't, if we didn't come up with each other, or we don't know how you became taught or discipled spiritually, we have a problem putting our fingerprint on you or co-signing for you, because we scared it's going to bring reproach back to ourselves. And you know, I don't walk under that, man. If you can look me in my eyes and say Jesus is Lord, man, we qualified to get down together, man. You might have all kinds of shortcomings, man, but God got you. He gonna get you if necessary. He got you, you know. And so, you know, I like unity, man, not so much uniformity, man. You don't have to be like me in order to walk with me, man, you know. And I think that's a big deal in our genre. So many people want uniformity versus unity, you know.
Hmm. No, that's good. So we got that. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Cass is laughing at the sound effects. They get the 21 gun salute when you go in. You know what I'm saying? When you're telling them the truth and that flesh had to die, that's a 21 gun salute, man. And what's some other reasons why you feel people don't share? You said they want people to follow them. You know, what's some other reasons why you think that?
Man, again, it's fear. If it's just a plain one word answer, man, it's just fear, which should be the last thing us as Christians should walk in, man. We walk in faith, not fear, you know. And I think it's just fear, man, or whatever, man. Reputation. Trying to protect our reputation, which the Bible say we should make no reputation for ourselves, man. Mm. You know? And to me, good. Man, how can you reach somebody, you know, worldly and has no idea who Jesus is, and then they look at how you act and behave towards your own brothers who claim the name of Christ, man. That's an ineffective witness to me, you know. So I just watch it, though, man. I watch it. I do me, you know. If I ask the question like you, I get on it. But, you know, any day of the week, I'm laughing and joking, man. But I watch it all. I see it all, you know.
No, that's what's up, man. And I think that for us to continue to expand, you know, not even just as artists, but just Christianity, we have to give back. You know what I'm saying? I think that's part of the whole thing that God wants us to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's talk even about being blessed. The whole reason, why do you feel that people are blessed? Is it for just for themselves, or is it for even people around them? What you think?
Of course, anytime God give you abundance, man, it's not for yourself. And he normally blessed those with abundance, man, who have been tried and can be trusted, man, to give and reach out and affect the lives of others, man. That's what qualifies you for abundance in the kingdom, you know. There's no other way, man. If you want something done for yourself, man, you got to be willing to do it for others, man. And, you know, do it excellent. Do it to the fullest for others, man. You know, not half step with others and then expect somebody to be excellent towards you. But you know, giving is the way in the kingdom, man. You know, yeah. The world's way is loot, but in the kingdom, man, it's giving, man.
So you actually could say, you know what I'm saying, that you understand that there's a difference. If you're a secular artist, you really don't want to give back to other people. But we see a lot of them giving back.
It's all about getting.
It's about getting. But they even understand the whole thing with even like with tithing. You know, they understand that if they give money to companies, they're gonna get money back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we watch HGTV. Go ahead.
It's a trip, man. Because a lot of these guys, man, you know, they put their facade on in public, man. But a lot of these dudes, man, they real charitable givers behind the scenes, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they showing us up, man. They showing us up as a genre, you know, in that aspect, man. You know, if you could do book checks, man, they show us up, you know. And we supposed to be the ones who represent the kingdom.
No, you telling the truth, bro. You ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? Miss Cole got a question that she's about to ask y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And she's acting funny right now. What's up with that, Miss Cole? Don't be acting like that, yo.
Nothing, you know what I'm
saying? Go ahead, Miss Cole.
You always be,
I be messing with you.
I just wait patiently, see.
I need you to ask this question right now, yo.
What are some of the ways that we can give back?
That's good.
Not just as artists, but as children of Christ.
I think we can give first, just diving into mainstream society and spending time with people who you would normally not spend time with, hanging around people who you would normally not hang around, because I believe us studying the Word of God and us living how God wants us to live, we have advice, we have nuggets of wisdom, but people won't allow you to share that stuff, or they won't allow you to speak into their lives until you first listen to them.
Mm.
And so you got to kind of give your ear first in order to be able to sow a seed of life into these people, man.
Yeah.
You might have to hang out in the smoker's lounge, you know. Yeah, your clothes gonna come out smelling like that. Your hair, you might, Miss Cole might have to get a hair redid because it smell like smoke now.
Yeah. But
what did she get out of that? Now you got some people that's willing to listen to you when you come around, and then you're able to speak certain things in their life that you know God wants you to say to them, you know. Them are some other ways we can give. You know, I think that's probably the largest. I think as Christians, we need to quit just huddling up in the corner and waiting for the Lord to come back and just join mainstream society, you know, in the physical, that is.
Right. Not in the spiritual sense. He's just saying go out and reach somebody.
We keep ourselves separate in the spiritual and as to who we are, but in the physical, I mean, the Bible say we not of this world, but we got to be in it, man. You know.
Yeah, let's not.
I'm not with Jim Jones' approach, man. We locking the church doors and drinking the Kool-Aid, man. I'm not with that, man.
Nah, I can dig that, boss. Don't drink the Kool-Aid at a church. Unless the church is preaching some real truth that you can find backed up in scripture. But if they trying to pass out Kool-Aid, watch that joint. Man, look, Lil Rascal, we going to go to your song, Won't Lose My Soul. Tell them about this song, who you got featured on here, and what's the whole theme about.
This song is Curtis Bradford, man. Kurt Beats, producer, man. Been knowing him. It's the first time he touched the beat machine was at my house. And he had an adventure out into the world, man. He started producing for a lot of mainstream cats, man, but couldn't get nowhere. And it's because God had a calling on him. And he produced this song right here for himself, man. I thought the song it touched me, man, when I heard the demo on it. I told him, let me mix it up and put it on the record. And I threw my last verse on it. And, man, put it on the record because I knew it would bless people to hear. It's an awesome song, man.
Now, that's what's up. So let's go into that banger from the homie Lil Rascal. This is all new music from him, man, but you guys can go check him out. He got about like 20 albums on iTunes that y'all need to go pick up. So let's get it in. Lil Rascal, Won't Lose My Soul on Yada the King Radio.
Let's go, don't give up on your dreams. Keep on pushing, let's go. Just remember one thing, don't ever lose your soul. So keep your head up high and remember your role. You're a child of God. Don't give up on your dreams. Keep on pushing, let's go. Just remember one thing, don't ever lose your soul. So keep your head up high and remember your role. You're a child of God. I feel my spirit saying, hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul. Yes sir, yes sir. Hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul. I know you're calling me. Hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul. I hear you telling me. Hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul. I'm gonna walk with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
First time, first rhyme. Where these feelings coming from? Where these songs coming from? I know this is God though, telling me that you're my son and I got a blueprint for you. But I was just too young to understand the plan he had for me. Thought if I surrender to him, all my friends would laugh at me. But deep inside, I was lost. I needed him badly. Kept turning my back on him. I was caught up in myself. Too busy to spend some time. I was caught up in myself. Yep, I needed help, so I went back to my roots. Searching for the purpose of my life and what I'm supposed to do. Caught up in the foolish loop, doing all the foolish things. Thinking I was doing it, but caught up in the fast lane. Hampered in this industry, it's taking all my energy. I'm back up on my focus though, and all about the ministry. So I speak the truth, keep it real and bind the enemy. I'm blessed to say my mama followed Christ and put the word in me. I'm back.
Don't give up on your dreams, keep on pushing, let's go. Just remember one thing, don't ever lose your soul. So keep your head up high and remember your role. You're a child of God.
Let's go.
Don't give up on your dream. Keep on pushing, let's go. Just remember one thing, don't ever lose your soul. So keep your head up high and remember your role. You're a child of God.
Okay, hey look, been through a lot of those, but never lost my soul. Chilling with the superstars, in and out of studios. Questions in my head, why nothing ain't working out? I'm grinding to the fullest, stressing out, I'm about to give it up. To the day he touched me, told me Curtis not just season. If you listen, there's a reason, pay attention, I am God. I got bigger plans for you, worldwide fans for you. Step into my light and fill your heart up with my word. Then open up your mind and give them music never heard.
You say open up my mind and give them music never heard?
Yeah, step into my light and fill your heart up with my word. Okay. Then open up your mind and give them music never heard. And that's abundance.
Hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul.
I'm so touched, man.
You know I heard him say,
hold on, keep your faith, don't lose your soul. I'ma keep it real.
Okay.
Kirk, I always seen it in you. I always seen him in you. My baby brother, bro, I see myself up in you. You're born to be a winner, even from the beginning. When you was drummer boy, then the music began. How real is God to you? Is it real enough for you to wanna give your life to and spend your days in paradise? That joint is still nice. Even the tracks you made that nobody has heard, they wasn't done in vain. I put that on my word. I put that on my word. I put that on my word. The Father, Son, and Spirit, I put that on the third. And sometimes it seems like you running in back of the herd, but they just steer straight. You got purpose to serve. God never leave us, even when we be out of his word. He believed that we return and eventually serve. He not a man that he will lie, neither will he let go. Because he faithful, Kurt, I'm speaking what I know. My God is faithful, Kurt.
Don't stop, don't stop.
It's classic, man. Kurt, my God is faithful, man.
Don't stop, don't stop.
It's that triple threat right here.
Keep on pushing, let's go. Keep on pushing, let's go.
Feel good, sound good, and it's good for you. Let's go.
Now everybody say, don't give up on your dream. I'm pushing, let's go. Let's go. Just remember one thing, don't never lose your soul. So keep your head up high, high. And remember your role. You're a child of God. Let's I hear him calling me. Don't give up on your dream. Keep on pushing, let's go. Let's go. Just remember one thing, don't ever lose your soul. So keep your head up high, high. And remember your role. You're a child of God. I hear him calling me.
Through everything I done been through,
it's classic, Kurt.
Every door I done walked through,
classic.
Every celebrity I done kicked it with, I've never lost my soul.
Yeah, what up?
Just a reflection.
Nah, I ain't the light, I'm a reflection. I ain't the Christ, I'm a reflection. Yeah, bro, what up? Doc Watt, just a reflection. Reflecting Christ, man, just a reflection. Yeah. Presenting my body as a sacrifice while renewing my mind. Pursuing truth with my noodle is what I do with my time. I'm fruitful, removing pride and leave what's foolish behind. You know what I'm marching forward and pressing toward the prize. Cause the adversary want me to stagger with the shield of faith escaping his daggers. You know that when he attack us, his motive is to distract us. Like pro, I murder my swagger. No time to be moving backwards. Yeah, led by the spirit that for my eyes on the front. He's my air without him, I die like I'm stuck inside of a trunk. And if I walk in the flesh, probably won't deny what it won't. I be proud for trying to stunt. Backslide, fire in the blood. And that ain't good for my witness before the eyes of the haters who criticize the believer's faith and deny the creator. I desire to be labeled with showing godly behavior. Cause I'm a sitting city, bright as Vegas. Therefore, I let my light shine.
And pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand.
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I understand. I might be the only Jesus some would get to see. Yeah. Approaching dudes like I'm the only Christian they would get to me. Yeah. Look just like the hustlers, but cracking something you get from me. I offer them salvation and this is something you get for free. Passing compassion, not judging them, that ain't fit for me. I know some will stick up their noses, but yo, they sick to me.
My righteousness is his.
Without the Savior, I'm incomplete. Saved by grace, a sinner, Jehovah PD's like Mr. T. There's a standard, can't be jocking no dames. You insane if you think my fingers gon' be cocking them things. I ain't forgot why I came. The hood and block watching. But I can't be gangster no more, cause folks is watching me, man. I'm a steward of Jesus' image. I don't wanna fumble his legacy and be the reason his reputation crumbles. So I crucify the flesh and make sure I'm being humble. Because I don't want nobody to stumble. And so I let my light shine.
And pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand.
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I ain't saying that I fear a man that's trying to gain acceptance. I'm saying when I go near a man, I pray my life impress him. As I follow Jesus, it's only right I reflect him. Don't wanna be the reason that other people reject.
protective. So I'm in them scriptures, man. And not because it's cool for Christians to do, but because without it, I'm a fool. If I'm a ref, I got a witness to some dudes. I gotta study his truths and show the Lord I'm approved. People can peep a fake when you try to take them to news. They can hate what you say, but they can't deny what you do. Once you tell them you Christian, they stick the target on you and take interest in how you live and consider your every move. But I choose to take advantage of that moment in time to shine my light before they blind their eyes and show them I got. And ask them jokers if they know where they gon' go when they die. And so what if they start to roll in their eyes? Cause I'ma let my light shine
and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
That was the homie Brother Tone. Song was called Reflection. And you know what we gotta do? We gotta reflect, man. And Miss Cole, who we got with us right now?
We got Lil Rascal in the building.
That's what's up.
Or on the phone.
All right, it'll work.
But so why don't you let the people know where they can get in contact with you, where they can get your music? Where can we find you at?
My newest record is everywhere as far as digital. It's Amazon, iTunes, any way you choose to buy your digital music, you should be able to type in Lil Rascal, We Are Living, and it pops up. Physical product is a different situation. A lot of music stores going out, so as a business, as me running J-Vo Records, man, I don't do bulk rate of physical for CDs. And so if you just gotta have a CD, it's possible. You can hit my website, LilRascal.com, and find one of those ways. That website there is a portal. It'll take you either to my Twitter, my Facebook, a couple blogs that I got up. You know, send me a message fast. I need a physical CD. We can make that happen. Other than that, it's available everywhere, or digital-wise, man.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know you have an album out now, but are there any upcoming projects that you want to remind the people about to keep a lookout for?
Yes, definitely go pick up the J. Kale singles. It hit iTunes tomorrow. Diva is the name of the track. J. Kale's coming out of Louisiana, man. Tremendous brother, man. Good music. Good. You like that southern Louisiana sound? He in there, man. J. Kale's a good dude, though. Shreveport, Louisiana is where he's from. His album will be releasing pretty soon. We hadn't picked out a date yet, but his single hit iTunes tomorrow. Y'all gonna pick that up.
Okay.
Also, Kurt Beats' Won't Lose Your Soul track, y'all just heard not too long ago. That's available on iTunes as well.
And any last words for the people?
Serve God all the days of your life and trust him. You know?
That's real talk, man. So we got it in with the holy hip-hop pioneer, Lil Rascal. And if you call it Christian rap or hip-hop, he ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? But that's really what it is, man. And hey, we just want to say, man, thanks for the time that you put into this, man, into the music. And you was really influential on me even getting into the music. And I know there's a lot of artists that have been impacted by what you've done. So we just want to say thank you for that time, man. And really pray that you just continue to go strong in whatever else God has for you, brother.
That's it, man. I receive it, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. You have a blessed night out there in H-Town.
I sure will.
All right, peace.
All right.
Yeah, that was dope, man. Getting it in with one of the legends of holy hip-hop. That was Miss Cole's first time even hearing about him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? What you think, Miss Cole? He told you his age and everything. How you feel about him? You still feeling this music?
What you mean?
I'm just saying, what this is your first time hearing it.
No, I'm feeling him. I like his music.
Okay, so that's what it is. Miss Cole's feeling it. And if Miss Cole's feeling it, you got to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're funny.
Miss Cole, she's real picky on her music. Like, I've been in her car, you know what I'm saying, and she only plays, you know what I'm saying, certain music.
You're funny.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just
I am picky about what I listen to.
Okay, Shouldn't we all be? We should.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you ain't listening to Jesus music, you need to shut off everything else. You know what I'm saying? Get some anointing oil. Touch your speakers, touch your stereo. You know what I'm saying? Clean it out. But if you want to hear some of that banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life, you can always go to Yada.King Radio. We got plenty of music. Matter of fact, I'm really thinking since it's getting hot out there, I might just spin all music one time and let Miss Cole have a day off or something so she can go out in the sun.
Man.
What you think about that, Miss Cole?
Where's that?
You would just leave me hanging though.
I would.
See.
We don't even get that much sun out here.
I get
an
amen.
Amen.
I gotta soak it up. I need my vitamin D.
She need her vitamin sun. So that's what it is.
We should do like radio show at the park.
Yeah, we gonna pretty soon we're gonna be doing some stuff outside the studio. Because it is getting nice, man. But, hey, if you guys ever want your music spinning, go to yadadaking.com. We're going to get it in. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. We're going to ask what Miss Cole is banging in a second on the live stream. If you is with us, you get to see what she actually plays. You dig? But let's go to this joint by Adelaide. Called Starving here on Yada That King Radio. And I'm starving myself. Let's get it in.
Something more than this, more than late night trips, something more than bliss, more than relationships, more than making hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just makes me sick. I need something else, something tangible, something maybe that could save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Some hope. I'm drowning in myself. I need some kind of rope. I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something. I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak. I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection. I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers. Sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. A purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You still stuck.
I'm starving.
I'm starving.
I need you.
I'm starving.
position, got you respect. Yeah, you waited and you made it. Had your head up in the clouds. Now it's storming, but you never had to weather stormy weather. You just wanted to get better. Do you know how to get you out? What makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance, it happens to us all.
It's too big, you can't handle it. Oh, it's too slim, you can lose your grip.
Lose your grip.
On you, it's a chess game and it's your move. Under pressure is the measure of what you say that you believe.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Could be nothing, but then maybe,
maybe
a little something could be that one thing that might cost you everything.
Oh,
what makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance, it happens to us all.
How you feel about that joint right there that you heard, just that snippet? You was feeling that?
Yeah, I wish that it was a little more.
You know what I'm saying? That was Dawkins and Dawkins' new joint called Get Down. Shout out to them. They from the town. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys don't know where we are from the S-E-A-T-T-L-E, Seattle. We don't settle, it's Seattle. Just in case somebody wanted to know. Washington, home of the, you know what I'm saying?
We don't got the
green... cups, you know what I'm saying? Starbucks, you know what I'm saying? We don't just got any kind of money. We got Starbucks.
Starbucks.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And then, if you want to get on video games, we are the home of Nintendo.
Yes.
And Microsoft.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to be hard if you got Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be hard if you got Microsoft. Matter of fact, I remember delivering there.
You left out a couple letters in there, so I didn't...
You know what I'm saying? What other stuff we got in Seattle? And we got the Space Needle, son.
Yep. And water.
Yep. And then we got Kirkland.
You're funny.
You know? But that's what it is, man. We're going to talk about this topic, man. As you see, me and Miss Cole, we love having fun on the show. Miss Cole says she might become a mascot one day.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
When did I say that?
When we was talking about it.
I said I used to be a mascot. I used to have to wear a suit.
She said she want to go back to them old days.
I do not want to go back
to them good old days.
It was hot in them things.
What kind of mascot were you?
I will not speak of it.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to find some pictures, yo.
No.
I'm gonna ask your sisters.
And what I was, people used to think I was the baby one because I was so short.
You was the baby bear?
They used to think I was the baby of that mascot because...
No, what did you say? You were the baby what?
The baby of that... Because I was so short. Because other people would be the mascot as well.
You keep telling us you're the baby, but you didn't tell us what it was.
I will not speak of it.
Ah, okay. That's what it is.
What do you think I was? It was a restaurant.
You was like a so was that Red Robin, huh? Oh, you was a little baby bird. You was a little red Robin.
I used to work at Red Robin. I used to be a hostess, and we had to switch on family night, which was Thursday night.
Do you remember the Red Robin song?
Red Robin, yo.
No, that's a new one. What do you mean Red Robin song? We didn't have a Red Robin
check
song.
This out. She went to Red Robin the other day and was like, yo, they singing a different song. They got the remix out now. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what the Red Robin song was.
The Happy Birthday song. You don't remember? I know you was lead singing that joint. For the Happy Birthday at Red Robin.
Oh, the Happy Birthday songs?
Yeah.
But that sung anywhere, though.
No, they got different songs, though.
No, you can...
Happy Birthday. And then she came out with a little bird suit flapping her wings. She was sea walking, Christ walking, definition. And then she was.
I don't know what you've been told.
Uh huh.
Someone here is getting old.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is.
Why
good news is
it?
The Sunday spree. Bad news is we sing off key.
Why do they call it Red Robin Gourmet Burgers Great Spirits?
No.
Because.
And spirits.
Gourmet burgers and spirits.
Yeah.
Because the spirit, the atmosphere that they're in, we're supposed to be happy in, or they're supposed to be happy in.
Man, they made that joint up like
they
a mug.
They just said great spirit.
Huh?
It's like drinks is called spirits sometimes, though.
Their drinks aren't called spirits.
No, I'm not saying that they call their drinks spirits, but drinks are called spirits sometimes.
That's because some spirits be coming out of certain drinks.
You better preach. You better give them that 21 gun.
But their drinks aren't called spirits, though.
Yeah.
It's the spirits of the people.
And when we go to Red Robin, we only drink lemonade, not hard liquor.
Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade.
Oh, they got some good
and
smoothies.
I take one home with me. You know what I'm saying?
Without ice.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. She remembered. And it was like, man, you ghetto for doing that. I was like, nah, I just wanted something to drink after, all that. You know what I'm saying? It didn't cost me nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I get a box of fries to go.
This is funny.
You did?
But the fries, I don't know.
And that's
I don't really like taking fries to go, though.
Well, that's because you don't know how to warm them back up.
I don't know how to warm fries back up.
How you warm them back up?
I'm not really a big fry fan at Red Robin.
Okay. That's because you used to work there. You was killing them.
No.
You was like, I'm hungry. Shoot. Throw a fry in your mouth. But we ain't even talked about the topic. Let's talk about this real quick. Giving back.
Yes.
Now, Miss Cole, I know you love a show that loves to give back. What's your reaction when you see that kind of stuff?
When I see people giving back?
Yeah.
It just fills my soul.
It fills your soul. Okay.
It's good to see.
Right.
It's good to see people giving back because that's just how things need to be.
So as Christians,
it's humbling. It's beneficial both ways.
Right.
Okay. It's humbling for the person that's giving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing for those that are receiving.
That's the word right there.
So
do you think as Christians, it's our job to give back in some kind of way? And it don't always got to be money, but what are some ways that we should be giving back?
In all ways, it's key. I mean, we serve. Our Father is the ultimate giver. So, I mean, if we're living for Him, then trying to display a Christ-like mentality, then why wouldn't we be givers?
Man, that what you said, 21 gun. Our Father was a giver.
Ultimate.
He gave. He was the ultimate giver. He was the ultimate gift.
No one could have given a bigger gift.
That's right. And I think it's our job to continually give back to others that are in need because it'll actually help you grow. I'm a really firm believer in what you give, it's going to come back to you. whether and if you give half-heartedly, you're going to get something back half-heartedly,
right,
that you ain't going to like, you know what I'm saying? But make sure that you're a giver. Y'all know what it is all about, man.
Joyful giver.
A joyful giver. Even when it comes to church.
Yeah.
You better give your tithes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like it.
That 10%. off top.
And you can still give more. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to get out of here. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And we are out of here. And we out of the King. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da
King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my
praise. Yada Da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King. Do you? I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.